Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Siebel, and I'm broadcasting today from beautiful Fairbanks, Alaska. And I mean, it is beautiful here. It started snowing. Winter is right here and present in the far north, big time. And wouldn't you know it, I forgot to bring my boots. Anyway, this is Donna Siebel. We were to have had a wonderful guest today. Her name is Lisa Bennett, but Lisa is quite ill, and I was notified of her being sick, and so she's not going to be able to be with us today. We will be rescheduling Lisa next month for an interview, and we hope that she gets well very quickly. So this hour today is going to be an open mic day. So if you would like to give me a call and I can light up your life with a little bit of insight at any time during the hour, you can call me at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Again, my guest, Lisa Bennett, is very sick and she was not able to make the interview today. There's a quote that I have in front of me by Celestine Chua. She said, every moment you get is a gift. Spend it on things that matter. Let me say that again. Every moment you get is a gift. Spend it on things that matter. I really think when we can have an open attitude like that, it empowers us in a very, very special way. Instead of getting too far ahead of ourselves, or wallowing in regrets, we instead take a positioning of, this is what I have now, this is what I'm going to work with now. I can do my planning, I can have my regrets, I can go through anything, but I want to live this moment now to the fullest. This is what is significant in life, right here, right now. And many times when we have that kind of an attitude, it creates a change, it creates a momentum for us that we otherwise, maybe, would never have allowed to evolve in our life. Let me give you an example. There is a lovely lady, her name is Rhonda, very healthy gal, mom of a couple of kids, and she's not that old. She's only 47 years of age. She lives in a beautiful part of the country in Florida, and all of a sudden, she finds she's in the hospital. She has no idea how she even got there. All she knows is that she is wired in every imaginable way, and all of this equipment sound is all around her, and as she becomes aware of the environment she's in, she sees her husband, and she looks at him and says, what am I doing here? He tells her, she has had a heart attack. Now, fortunately, she had been at work. She had been very involved with activities. She worked with the disabled. And this is a woman that would get up at 5 in the morning, and she was on fast movement from the time she got up in the morning, and she was just go, 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 go. It was her family. It was work. She just absolutely was on the fast train all the time. She was efficient. She got things done. People could depend upon her. All of a sudden, the moment came when she was totally out of control of everything. Now, one of the things that she found out is that she had a long QT syndrome. And they said it's a disorder of the heart's electrical activity. And they said what happens is that what it can do, it causes arrhythmias. And it comes about because of too much stress or excessive exercise. You know, it's just too much. Now, she had had this for a long time, wasn't even aware of it. So here it was, this fast track of activity, where she was always trying to beat a clock or to be the best or whatever, and she just kept going, 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 going. The Energizer Bunny didn't have a chance with her around. And this really caused her to think. She had, well, not a heck of a lot else to do with being in the hospital. And she said to herself, my goodness, I could have died. If it hadn't have been for the paramedics there, I would have died. What is it that I need to pay attention to? Now, when she got home after being in the hospital and she had had a defibrillator that was put inside of her to monitor the heart, she said, it was quite an experience after having this trauma to my body that 3 weeks after this event, I was lucky I could walk even 10 feet. And she said, this was something so opposite of my experience. This is not the way I had lived before. So she started being mindful of herself and her environment. She realized that she had to have some help. Well, her family was just wonderful. And she said, okay, let me just observe what happens. Amazingly, her family took over everything. They took over everything. They took care of cleaning the house. They took care of things that normally she was the one that had to do it all. Well, again, it took some time, but she started paying attention to what was around her. Now, walking was an exercise the doctors recommend. They said you had to build up your stamina, so she did that. She said, I started really paying attention to the blessings in my life. First of all, the fact that there were people that had the technical skill that knew how to keep me alive. And she said, secondly, that there were the means, that there was a way for me to get the help I needed. Thirdly, that I got good attention. Fourthly, I had a wonderful family that stepped up, stepped in, took care of things. And she said, it totally made me aware that I had to pay attention to the fact that life is a gift and that I was being given an opportunity to be able to make my life more of what I wanted it to be, and I didn't have to kill myself in the process. And I think that the quote by Celestine Chua, every moment you get is a gift, spend it on things that matter. She said, now I enjoy every minute of my life and take nothing for granted. I really am grateful to have a second chance. I have been, for so many years, involved with counseling and working with people. And boy, I'm one of the first that I can totally relate to Rhonda, because when you are a responsible individual, you're always out there, you're saying, boy, this is it, I've got to do it. I can do it better than someone else. And learning how to let go of things and learning how to cut back, perhaps, on an intensive schedule is something that we're not always encouraged to do. And I think sometimes just saying no to activities or no to demands of people. I've been encountering individuals for years who can't say no to their kids, who can't say no to anyone else. And they really have done them a disservice. It's okay to say no. You must take care of your health. In today's world, there is so much that is going on that is so encompassing in our lives. But you are the one that's in control of your moment, of the now. Take time to be quiet. Take time to just really appreciate what's going on around you. When I came in to Fairbanks, I was absolutely stunned at the magic. And of course, to me, it's just like going back to when you're 5 years of age and you first experience your first snowfall. But being here, the snow is falling, the air just smells wonderful, and it's an experience, and you just sort of take a deep breath and inhale the beauty of it. Oh, I know. There's a lot of you that may not like snow. But I'll tell you, there's something very magical as you move into a season. And just like Mother Nature has her period of quiet, where things are not so busy, so that things can be taken care of, those cycles are vitally necessary. They're absolutely wonderful. So be good to yourself. We are coming into a fun time of the year. Holidays, before we know it, are going to be coming in just in a blink, it seems like. And I'm going to be sharing with you today some fun stories. Hey, want to build a better brain? Do you believe that elephants really have a superb memory? What about fixing something for Halloween that is called dark mud? Is that sound? Well, yes, but it's something that I think you really would have fun with. And there's all kinds of things that I want to share with you today. Today is an open mic day because my guest has been ill, so give me a buzz if you'd like to chat at 888-627-6008. I know when the station got in touch with me and I was hearing my engineer, he was sort of sniffing. He said, oh, my goodness, everybody, my family was sick, and he mentioned some of this. And I had to say, yep, it's that time of year, isn't it? Lots of times because we're really tired or we're out and about in public places where you can pick up all kinds of stuff. Well, you just need to be aware of certain things. If you find yourself getting a cold or you have a sinus congestion that's really driving you batsy, a simple item that you can use, and I know you're all familiar with it, horseradish really can help you. Now, horseradish contains, as we all know, a sinus-clearing chemical similar to the one in drugstore decongestants. So if you don't like the heat, all you have to do, and fresh horseradish, it's absolutely amazing this way, if you take an amount of it and just smell it, that is enough to clear your sinuses. When I was a kid growing up, usually we used like mentholatum. That was the big thing when I was a kid. And or maybe you'd have hot water in a bowl and grandma would put a towel over your head and say, breathe in the steam, and that would help to relieve the congestion. But eucalyptus oil, horseradish, boy, they can clear it. Also, wasabi, oh, that'll do it for you. That'll do it for you in a split second. Of course, it does make you take a deep breath as well. So a little bit can go a long way, but that really can help. Being up here in the far north, one of the experiences that I find that I have to really be aware of is dry eye. The cold up here is very, very dry. Unlike in the Pacific Northwest where we have a great deal of moisture, here it is extremely dry. So you have to be aware to maybe keep a crock pot filled with water and take the lid off, put it on simmer so that you add moisture into the air in your room. And it is something that can be really quite debilitating. Your eyes will just look blood red all the time if you don't do that, at least for me. But you can use eye drops. And I was surprised to come across some research that I was not aware of, and that if people take a lot of aspartame, if you, let's say, are on a food program and you're using a sugar-free product, aspartame actually can cause dry, gritty eyes. Now, this surprised me. Aspartame is not something that I have included in anything that I have in the way of food for a long, long time. I remember when it first came out, everybody got excited. It was really good, but it wasn't too long after it came out that people were experiencing side effects. I had never heard about this affecting the eyes, but they said it irritates the blood vessels that moisturize the eyes. So remember, having a little bit of sugar is not necessarily going to be a bad thing. But if you really experience this, and if you're in an environment like I am, you might want to just consider putting a pot of water, big pot of water, on a stove, or if you're using a wood-burning stove, have maybe a cast iron kettle of kind. Put it on top. They even have these cute things you can buy that you can fill with water, and it emits the moisture out into the room. And that way, everything feels a lot better, especially you. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you would like to chat. 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. I am fascinated with so many of the creatures that occupy this planet. And there are stories about animals that always are amazing to me. Elephants have been known for centuries to have memories. They don't forget things. They're extremely intelligent, and they're amazing, amazing critters. There was a man by the name of Lawrence Anthony. Perhaps you have heard his story. This is a man who was a South African conservationist. On March of this year, he died. He had a massive heart attack, and there was nothing that could be done to save him. And after he died, the elephants visited him. Now, this is something that was recorded. It amazed everyone. 21 elephants. Let me tell you the story about this man. He had such a connection with elephants that he decided that he was going to put together an organization. It was called the Earth Organization. He started this in 2003. He said he would go out and talk to elephants. He said, I'd stay with them, I'd feed them. There was just this bond that he had with them. He was very successful with what he did, and the animals knew how he felt about them. There was no fear between this man, Anthony, or Lawrence Anthony, and the elephants. Well, within a period of time, a very short period of time, 2 days after he died, the elephant herd that he had introduced himself to in 1999, and he'd actually lived among them, came to his house. They traveled miles. They came in a single file, and they lined up behind the fence that was by the house and waited. They could tell the animals were a little bit agitated, but they weren't aggressive in any way, shape, or form. And then something unusual started happening. These huge giants, these elephants, began rocking from side to side. And they were making these deep sounds, almost as if they were crying, a moaning kind of a sound. And the people that were on the site said that it was a very moving moment. They stayed there for the longest time. And then just as quietly as they came in, they turned around and they left. I can remember people telling me in the past that these animals just don't understand things. I've got news for you. They understand a lot more than what we give them credit for. And what a phenomenal experience for his working associates to see this particular grouping of elephants that had such a strong bond with Lawrence Anthony. Honor and respect the man who loved them so much and wanted to protect them. And they gave their goodbye. Powerful story. Absolutely wonderful story. Donna Sebo here, open mic day. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. If you would like for me to light up your insight or to give you some insight on your life, then that's what I'll be happy to do. Again, 888-627-6008. Now, later on, I'm going to be giving you information on pots of mud and bay bones. It's a perfect item for the Halloween holiday. Lots of fun. Really good. So have a pad of paper handy and a pen. While I'm thinking of it, I do want to mention that I've got a class coming up on November 3rd. Now, this is for those of you in Western Washington, and if you are outside the area and you want to come in and join us, we'd be delighted to have you. But on November the 3rd, Quantum Mind 4, the last class for 2012, is going to be given. Robert Newman and myself, well, we are going to be sharing with you our skills, our expertise. Robert is a feng shui master, and he is going to be talking about longevity, the secrets of longevity, according to the wisdom of Chinese medicine that's centuries old. So he will be presenting the first part of the class. The second part of the class, we will be talking about your own intuitive development, how color plays a part in this, and how you can tap into this natural resource that you have within yourself. So the class is going to be dynamic. It's going to be from 10 until 4. On Saturday, November 3rd. So won't you mark your calendars, and if you'd like to reserve a place in advance, the fee for the class is $59.95. It will be $75 at the door, so give me a call so we can put that reservation in. 253-582-5604. That's my office number, 253-582-5604. By the way, we do provide lunch for you as well. It's a wonderful way to meet new people, have a delightful time, and walk away with knowledge that empowers you to go into the brand new year of 2013. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-627-6008. Well, if you're planning on doing holiday traveling, be prepared. The airports already are packed. When I was coming up here, to my amazement, in the middle of the week, I thought, oh my goodness, it's going to be easy going. The lines to get through security seemed like they were 2 miles long, and it was in every section of the airport. This is Seattle. So just be prepared that when you're ready to do the traveling, give yourself plenty of time to get to the airport. Now, there's a few tips that came across my desk that I thought I would share with you because it may save you some time. It could even save you some money. And one of the tips is, depending on where you are located in the country, you might want to look at using an alternative airport if there's one available for you. Sometimes there will be, in your area, smaller airports that have actually fewer flights and airplanes, and it makes it easier for you to, one, get a better price for your flying, and two, the parking. Yes, that's a big issue, parking when you're traveling. Parking can be very expensive. You think about $13, $14, $15 a day. I know in the Seattle area, the rates have gone up substantially, and with the holiday period, they go up even higher. So if you're going to leave your car at the airport, be aware a smaller airport might work for you. There was a survey that was done, and 92% of the people who used an alternative airport just this year said they were pleased because fares and parking were cheaper than major airports, and it was a lot less stressful for them. And they said the customer service was even better. So here is how you find out if there's an alternative airport that you can use. You can go to alternateairports.com, alternateairports.com, and you will find all kinds of information there that may make your traveling experience a better one. Also, hotel rooms, they can be really expensive. If you're going to something, a place like New York, you're going to find the fees are just unbelievable. So whatever you can do to save money on your traveling, especially during the holidays, you want to find out about hotels that are offering cash-saving situations, like maybe gas cards, or they give you free bonus nights. Some of them, this I was surprised to find out about, they are giving away Kindles. This is how you do what you need to do. Go to hotels.com/deals. hotels.com/deals. Click the city that you are planning on visiting, put in your travel dates, and look at the promotions that are being offered. We live in an amazing world today. That wasn't necessarily so available. Usually your travel agents had to give you that information. And regrettably, we don't have so many people that are working as travel agents that are able to keep up with all of these changes. So if you're lucky enough to have a good travel agent, that is fabulous. If not, you have to do it yourself. So this is a suggestion. Also, car rental. By golly, get them in advance. I can't tell you how many times in the past I found that if I didn't make my reservations for car rentals, I was really paying extremely large amounts of money. But more than that, I wasn't able to get a vehicle because there were conventions going on or something that was happening that I was unaware of. So assume nothing. People, even with the economy being as tight as it is, they are saying, we want to be with families, or they've got special events that they're participating in, or conventions, conferences. So do this stuff in advance. It makes a big difference. Now, the best deals can be had right on the car rental website companies themselves. You can go to avis.com, alamo.com, budget.com, dollar.com, hertz.com, any of them. Look for a link or a tab that will take you to the special deals page, and you'll find offers for complimentary upgrades. And maybe, you know, it's just amazing what they'll offer you. They'll give you last-minute discounts on overstocked cars, or sometimes they even offer you 25% off your bill. Not a bad deal. Also, holiday credit card reward bonuses. Especially during Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays, they offer all kinds of perks. So check your credit card companies and use that credit card that is going to serve you best. And a credit card is a good thing to use because you've got records on everything. But be sure to check that credit card bill so that you don't have anyone that is using your credit card for their pleasure. Also, remember, when you are traveling to big cities anywhere, keep your credit card in a metal-covered container or wrap it so that it cannot be read. There are those thieves that are out there that have electronic scanners that your credit card can be read, and they can download your information and access your credit card. I've known of people in New York and some other big cities that they've had this experience. It is not fun. So be sure you are savvy. Donna Sebo here. Telephone number to call in, too, if you would like to let me light up your life with a little bit of insight. 888-627-6008 is the telephone number that you can call into. Again, for those of you that are just tuning in, my guest was very ill today, Lisa Bennett. We were going to be talking about eco-literacy and how teachers and schools and students are coming up with some phenomenal progressive ideas, but we will be rebooking her for a later date. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Ms. Schwartz. Her wonderful book is The Last Summer with Oscar. And for those of you that are animal lovers, you're not going to want to miss this. It is just an absolutely fabulous story. She's also going to be sharing with us some nutritional information that I wish I had known about when my little Scottish Terrier, Howie, had lymphoma. It perhaps would have given me something to work with to make his life a lot easier. So she's going to be sharing some wonderful things with it. Next week, we have got Ghosts, Legends, and Lores, and we're going to be traveling to Washington, D.C. to learn about some of the spooky situations that go on there. We're talking about next week how you can be a creative genius. Weirdest places on the planet. That's right. We'll be talking with Nick Redfern about that. Health and wellness and how we can take charge of our space. That is what we're going to be discussing with Lou Paradise. And then a wonderful guest, Dr. Kate Tolinko. We are going to be talking about insourcing jobs. Have you heard conversations about how we are outsourcing so much? What can we do to insource so we can create a job environment that is going to be absolutely the best for people all the way around? So anyway, we've got a terrific lineup of guests that are going to be coming up. I invite you to join us because I think you're going to find there's a lot out there that we can learn, that we can share. This is Donna Sebo. I know we're going to be taking a break in just a moment. Have that pad of paper and pen handy when we do come back because we're going to be sharing some recipes with you that I think will be fun for you to share with friends and family, and oh, they are so, so easy to do. One of them is going to be a pot of mud, or should we say pots of mud? The other one is bay bones. Perfect for Halloween. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break for a moment. When we come back, we'll be sharing more of your things with you. Don't go away.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. And, hey, telephone line is open, 888-627-6008. If you would like to chat with me today, I would be delighted to do it. I have to share a story with you. This just, when I heard it, I just had to chuckle. But it is the discomfort of being in retail business, I think, when you have situations like this occur. But it's sort of tongue-in-cheek. There was a lady who was shopping in a supermarket, her local supermarket, and she saw this pregnant woman, and she said, oh my goodness, she's ready to give birth. And she runs to the manager's office. She said this and screamed, you've got to do something. Her water's broken. I can see water at her feet. Well, she did her duty. She notified the manager. People responded, and she just said, oh my goodness, what an awful thing for a woman to have to go through it. Well, a week later, she goes into the market, and she sees the manager, and she says, oh, I'm the woman that told you about the lady that was ready to give birth. Her water had broken. Water was all over the floor. She said, how did everything turn out? He said, oh, yeah, she gave birth all right. She gave birth to a large frozen chicken that was hidden up her shirt. I had to share that one with you because I thought, oh, boy, you hear about shoplifting. Well, that is the ultimate story that I have ever heard about shoplifting. And who would have ever guessed that a concerned patron would have caused that woman not to get away with a chicken? Anyway, Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you want to check. 888-627-6008. Do you have excess stuff that you would like to get rid of? I think all of us have it. And many times we go, gee whiz, I really don't want to necessarily do a garage sale, even though that is something that can be done. Heck, it's fall in the Pacific Northwest. It's winter up here in the far north. Winter's coming in. Garage sale? You've got to be kidding. Those usually you do during the summer. Well, there are ways that you can do it, and of course we're all familiar with eBay, but they say if you want to price your item at a dollar. The people, when you want to start bidding, they say they're often reluctant to bid on an item that's already valued high, but they'll bid on one that's priced low, and once they're in for a penny or 100 pennies, the dollar, then they're going to up the ante. And I guess it's just something with human nature that they want to do this. It's really very interesting. Now, if you've got an auction on eBay, the suggestions from those that do this regularly is that you don't leave your bidding war online for longer than 3 days. Most of your bids are going to come in at the end of the auction, regardless of how long your listing has been up. And what they find a fascinating fact is an auction price will often double in the last 5 minutes. To get the biggest profit, start your auction on a Thursday at 8 o'clock at night, Eastern Time. That way, it'll end on Sunday during eBay prime time when most folks are home to bed. Who would have thought that would have worked? Well, there you go. From an expert that has done it frequently. Also, one of the things that the eBay specialist said, he said, any history that you can add to what you've got is really going to make a difference. It helps folks to relate to it because they love the stories about the item. And I remember a woman who was called the Queen of eBay, and this had to be, oh my goodness, about 4 or 5 years ago, and she said the same thing. Now, her story was really fascinating, Lynn's story was, because she was a woman who had been raised with a grandmother who was an antique expert. I mean, her grandmother had a home that was just added on to over and over and over again through the years because she collected all kinds of things, teeth from Samoa, I mean, beautiful antiques from New England, just all over the world she had things, and people would just love to shop in her store. Well, this is what Lynn grew up with. So she was familiar with the bidding and all of this kind of thing. Well, Lynn lived in the modern world. When her grandmother died, she was able to inherit a lot of these things. And she said, what am I going to do with it? Well, fortunately, she was able to utilize eBay. And that's why she ended up being called Queen. But with everything she put online, everything that Lynn put online, she had a story with it. Also, what Lynn said is you make sure that you are very concise with your description of the item so that you are really honest. If there's a chip, the photograph can show it, but she said be really honest about everything about the item. And she has been amazed just by this. What this one expert suggested 3 days, she did the same thing. She was doing this 5 years ago. And she ended up making $20,000 a year. You think? Not too long ago, I was talking with a woman who was running a consignment shop. She has a friend who goes into consignment shops, buys from her and other people certain kinds of clothing. It's a particular line of clothing that's exorbitantly expensive. If you went into Nordstrom's or any into the high-end stores, I mean, it costs thousands of dollars. She buys them at a very reasonable amount of money, posts them, and sells them. She's bringing in about $10,000 to $15,000 a month. But she's out shopping all the time. She's a gal that just loves to shop. She's specialized, though, in one particular item. But these tips are really, I think, good ones. Now, what if you got a car to sell? There's many people I know in the military. They're on the go quite a bit. Sometimes they're deployed. They want to sell their car. Maybe you have an extra car. You're in need in cash. Well, there is a site called eBay Motors, and they list all kinds of things. And they say if you want a free ad, you want to be sure that you give information about the vehicle. If it's got a ding in it, a bent fender, list those things. Not unlike talking about things on eBay, eBay Motors will do this. And they say a lot of people will respond with a much more positive reaction. And you want to really make sure that your vehicle is clean as it can be. If you have to, take it to a professional so that they'll clean the vehicle inside and out. And they say with eBay Motors that you want to be sure you clean the inside of the glass on your vehicle. Frequently, people will clean the outside but not the inside. And shine up your wheels with tire gloss. You want to make that vehicle just sparkle. It's just going to make a difference. Now, they found in their research, that what makes a car attractive to buyers, this is something I was just amazed with, the smell of coffee. That's right. Now, vanilla is very good. People like that. But they say if you have one of those two fragrances, and what they do, they say put a bag of coffee beans underneath the seat because it will give this wonderful smell. And people like the smell of coffee. With vanilla, well, maybe you have a scented candle in the car somewhere. You can get one of those little trees that have the scent on them. But it really, really does make a difference. Now, if you're one of these people that's into jewelry, you want to really get more than one opinion on your jewelry. There's a gentleman by the name of Donald Palmieri. He's the president of GEM Certification and Assurance Lab in New York. He said, you want to take your jewelry to three different environments for appraisal and ask, could you tell me what I have? They will let you know if you have something made of gold. They will let you know what the percentage is and how much it weighs. And you will be able to find out an approximate value. Gold at this time is a fairly good price. And I overheard something. I was visiting a thrift store. I overheard a conversation between two people. They were going through jewelry. And both of these people were dressed sort of shabby, if you will. And I really was amazed. Eavesdropping pays off. They go in to thrift stores, and they do it on a regular basis. They look for gold jewelry. This gentleman was telling the young lady that was standing next to him, I have a friend that has made thousands of dollars because people have donated jewelry, not aware that they have got gold. She's gotten it, she's gone, and she sold it. And so he said, we check out the thrift stores. Lots of times people are just giving away gold and or silver, and he said, then you can sell it. I thought, interesting conversation. So I pass that off to you. Also, just remember, when you're dealing with a negotiation, if you're wanting to barter a little bit, learn from the people of the Middle East and those of people that have been willing to negotiate for lots of centuries. Ask for a little bit more. If you have an item that is maybe $200 and maybe you had it priced at $300 and they say they'll pay $200, why don't you ask them if maybe they'd pay $210 or $220? You might get the item. You might get that price that you want for the item that you're selling. Fascinating stuff. The art of sales, the ability to take what you have and turn it into cash for yourself. Well, it's an ongoing process of learning. And so many times we have things around we really don't want anymore. And, of course, I'm a firm believer in donating things to various organizations like Goodwill, the Salvation Army. And those organizations are finding that their donations are not as high. There's many different charities that are finding that donations of furniture and other items are not as high because of eBay and people wanting to sell them because they want to have the cash. So if that's something, if you don't want to be bothered with any of that, remember there are many wonderful organizations that are happy to receive furniture, items that you no longer have value for. We have a mental hospital in Western Washington, and I was visiting with my friend that has a consignment shop, and a gentleman who is in charge of working with patients and helping them to go out once they've gone through their therapy and they're able to go back out into the working world. They don't have the funds at this hospital to supply clothes. And this gentleman came in and said, we need men's suits, we need nice clothing. And when he found out about her store, which at the time was new, he was very grateful because he said, these people are given a certain amount of money, and they can come in and they can perhaps get a nice outfit or two that enables them to be a part of the world and not feel like they're a misfit walking around in rags. So if you have anyone that you know of that maybe has a huge collection of clothing, think of your local hospitals, your mental hospitals, or places that are dealing with people that are trying to get their lives together and go back into the real world. They could use that clothing. And it is something that when it's donated, you get, you know, you're able to write it off on your taxes. But more than anywhere else, anything else, you're going to know that there's someone, someplace that's going to benefit from what you no longer want. So there's all kinds of great organizations. Check your neighborhoods, check your with your churches. You'll find that there are homeless. There's so many people out there that can use a helping hand. So remember, we're coming into the cold time of the year. Coats are needed. Children are looking for items that they can wear with those, you know, maybe enable them to go to school and not be embarrassed about how they look. So keep that in mind. Donna Sebo here. Telephone lines are open. Give me a call if you'd like to chat at 888-627-6008. Well, let me give you one of these recipes. I told you about two that I wanted to share with you. It's one's called Bay Bones. Now, this goes along with a Pots of Mud. I love these titles, and when I found out about this recipe, I thought how much fun this would be to prepare. It's really easy. It's not expensive, and it's something that is going to surprise everyone, especially the kids, but I think adults would have a good time with it, too. And if you have a bunch of gals that are getting together and wanting to have a Halloween party of their own, well, the Pots of Mud has chocolate in it. So it's something that I think will satisfy the taste buds of just about everyone. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll share the recipe for Bay Bones and Pots of Mud. And I've also got a wonderful love story that I want to share with you as well. Donna Sebo here. We are taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N. And find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Hi, this is Donna. Getting ready for Halloween or making plans for Halloween, if you're like so many people, it's party time. It's time to invite friends, family, get on the costumes so people's imaginations are unwild, and serve food that they're going to enjoy. And sometimes we're able to come up with something that maybe nobody has ever had before. Bay Bones and Pots of Mud are absolutely wonderful items. Now, Bay Bones, what you're going to do, this is taking a puff pastry, and you are going to twist the pastry and coat it with grated Parmesan cheese, and they look like bones when you do this. It's wonderful, and you can put them in a basket on your table, but this is how easy it is. It takes about 30 minutes, and from one package, you make enough for about 12 people, because if you're like most people I know, you're going to have a lot of different things for people to nosh on. And so this is something that you can add that they will not have had probably before. Now, what you're going to need is 1/3 cup of grated Parmesan cheese, 1 tablespoon of Old Bay seasoning. And people on the East Coast are really familiar with the seasoning. It's very popular. You use it with fish. But in this instance, you're going to be using it to make these bay bones. So 1 tablespoon of Old Bay seasoning. You're going to need a 17-plus ounce package of frozen puff pastry, and it needs to be thawed. And I'd say thawed out in your refrigerator. Let it thaw out that way so that it is going to be sort of on the cool level when you bring it out to work with it. You're going to need to heat your oven to about 400 degrees. You're going to need 2 baking sheets. You want to line them with parchment paper, or if you don't have any parchment paper, just use a light spring of the non-stick cooking spray. Now, in a little bowl, you take the Parmesan cheese and mix it with the Old Bay seasoning. And on a lightly floured surface, you're going to unfold 1 sheet of the puff pastry. You're going to very lightly moisten the surface of that pastry with water and sprinkle 1/2 of the Parmesan mixture over it. You take a pizza wheel or a very sharp knife and cut the dough into 1/2-inch strips. And then one at a time, grab each strip by its end and you twist it once or twice to create a spiral. You just then put the twisted strips on the prepared baking sheet. Now, you don't want to twist it a whole bunch, just a little bit. And you leave about a half an inch between them. And you do the same thing with the second sheet of pastry and the remaining Parmesan mixture. Now, bake it for 12 to 15 minutes. They'll end up being golden brown and really crisp. And just put them there to the side because you will find that they cool very quickly, and then you're going to be able to serve them. Now, they're pots of mud. This takes only a few minutes to make up. It is so easy. You're going to need a chunky peanut butter. You're going to need a cup of this, and you need a half a cup of hot fudge sauce. Yes, hot fudge sauce, and then 4 to 6 tablespoons of half and half, a half a cup of graham cracker crumbs, and then, of course, your bay bones can be used. Or you can use pretzels if you didn't want to fix the bay bones. You can use pretzels. You could even use cookies if you wanted to, cookie sticks. But this is how easy it is to put together your pots of mud. You stir together the peanut butter, the hot fudge sauce, the half and half, and you may need to use a little bit more half and half, depending on how thick it is. You want it so that it's a dipping consistency. And, of course, then the graham cracker crumbs go in there. And you put it into little cups, like shot glasses or those little plastic cups like you have dressing served in, if you having a big group of people. And you serve it with the pretzels, your breadsticks, or your cookie sticks. And it's fun, it's easy, and kids are just going to love this. They're absolutely going to love it. And so are adults. But remember, if it gets too thick on you, then you want to add a little bit more milk to it. But it is ooey, gooey, and absolutely yummy. I told you I had a love story for you, and I do. This, to me, was very significant because it is about a young woman who has a dream and has a desire for her Prince Charming, and she doesn't believe that that is ever going to happen. Why? Well, the young lady's name is Nicole. Nicole was born with cerebral palsy, and she had a fabulous family. They just loved her dearly, and she had a lot of challenges because when you have cerebral palsy, your muscles don't work right, you walk strangely, everything is a challenge for you. And you have to really work very hard to stay out of a wheelchair. Well, Nicole did. Nicole went to school. She had all of this wonderful love and fabulous environment of a caring family around her. But she said there was something that was missing. She lost her dad. When her dad died from a very, very serious illness, she felt that something had gone out of her life. And what it was love. Now, her mother loved her. That wasn't enough. Because her dad represented the masculine side in her life that gave a balance. And it was very, very hard on her. Well, when she graduated from high school, she began an involvement with a living skills program for disabled adults. And she was very much involved with that. And she said she used to daydream about having someone very significant and special in her life. Well, when you're disabled, when you have challenges, there's no way that you can ignore that a lot of people are going to turn away from you. So Nicole had felt that this was something, even as optimistic as she was in life, that probably was never going to happen. But she, interestingly enough, met a young man by the name of Curtis. And Curtis had been born with hydrocephalitis, and it caused seizures. So he was not unlike her. He had to deal with a lot of challenges. Well, they found they had so much in common. Not illness, but other things. His mom had passed away, so he understood her feeling of loss with her dad. There they were, two people. They ended up, because of this life skills program that they both were involved with, seeing each other on a regular basis, communicating with each other. And she said, all of this time that I've wanted to have a very special person in my life, I think Curtis is it. Well, the day came when Curtis let her know that he had had the same feelings for a long, long time. And he proposed to her, and they ended up getting married. And I've got a picture of them in front of me, and they are just beaming. Two very handsome young people that, though they have challenges that they're dealing with, they are able to help each other, and they're able to live a life that's full of richness. They said they're even dreaming about having their own home with a little white picket fence around it. And Curtis said, Nicole has always believed in endless possibilities. I am so grateful that I am a part of being her happy ever after story. Well, we're out of time here. This is Donna Siebel. I'll be leaving Fairbanks, Alaska, and I will be in Anchorage tomorrow. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. No matter where you are, no matter who you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter what your life is like, you really make a difference. And I'm so glad that you were able to share your time with me today. Tomorrow, we'll be talking about A Summer with Oscar. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.